Welcome to the Den Podcast. This is the place to find out news and updates at Lynn Haven School. Episodes of this podcast can be found on our website at lynnhavenschool.org. Like our social media and subscribe to our channels. Welcome to the Den. Hey there, this is Mr. Harris, and we have another installment of Lynn Haven Alumni Spotlight. And today we have a special guest. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Hey, my name is Peyton Potvin. I was the class of 2020, and I'm glad to be here.
Very good. So class of 2020, that's that COVID year, huh?
It was, unfortunately.
So you all didn't really, you still graduated.
Yep.
Clearly, but graduation was a little bit different, wasn't it?
Yeah, we had you guys go to everybody's house, basically, and drop off the diploma and then have a big celebration.
Yeah. What was kind of cool, you all talked about this a lot during the school year. I remember this distinctly. At the time, Courtney was pregnant, my wife. Yep. And you said, oh, yeah, you guys are going to, you know, have, you know, your baby right in the middle of graduation and you're going to have to leave and all that. I'm like, no, we're good. And that's exactly what happened.
Exactly what happened, because I was the first person to know that you had the baby because you called on FaceTime. It was like, hey,
she's here.
Yeah.
Like, literally, she was born. And then, yeah, I think probably 30 minutes later, I conferred you as a graduate.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. So very good. So, yeah, that was a different time. You know, I think the experience was still good.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't the same. You didn't get to walk down the aisle and all that and all the good stuff.
Still enjoyable.
Yeah, very good. Yep. So what have you been doing? You know, so you graduated 2020, and so what, you know, catch us up. What's been happening?
So first, after graduation, I basically went to JMU, James Madison University.
Okay.
I was there with Austin for about till the end of the year or so, and then he left and he went to Ohio, and then I was still in JMU, and I was there for the rest of the semester, and then after that, I just realized online schooling, doing that because it was still during COVID and all that, doing it through online just wasn't the best for me. And I slowly realized also just like sitting there and learning, doing kind of exams and trying to process all that material in my head like that was just not the best for me. So then I realized I kind of need to switch what I'm doing. So that's when I made the jump to go to Arizona and started doing culinary arts. First, I did community college just to kind of get my prereqs done so I can get all that situated. And mm-hmm. then I did culinary arts. Well, I was going to do culinary arts at the community college. They shut down that program.
Out in Arizona?
Yeah, out in Arizona. So I had to find somewhere new, and I decided to apply for this place called Institute of Culinary Education in California and New York. I did the California one because it was closer, and that's where I resided, and I got in.
Wow. So after that program didn't work out, did you like get a job? Did you work in between?
Yeah, so I was working during JMU time. When I would come back from JMU, I was working at Food Lion. And then when I went to Arizona, I started working at the commissary, which is basically Food Lion for a military base. So mm-hmm. that's what I did. And then, yeah, that's been it.
So it's been a journey.
For sure.
So there's no one route, right, after you graduate. They're all kind of... No one could have predicted that your class would face a pandemic.
Oh,
right?
For sure. Nobody expected anything. I mean, even like when it was like probably the week before we closed, we were like, oh yeah, it'll probably, you know, we'll be back in 2 weeks or so. And then
yeah,
here we are 2 years later.
Yeah. And you really didn't have a college experience. You know, you went to JMU and you basically had to stay in your dorm for the most part.
Yeah, that's,
and take classes online.
Yeah, that's literally all we did. We had, even into the second semester, they started opening up classes, but for very, very few. So in the second semester, I still had all online classes.
Right. Yeah, and JMU wasn't the minority there. I mean, other schools were doing that,
yeah,
you know, across the country.
Yep, other schools were just completely shutting down for the semesters, or shut down for like 2 or 3 weeks, and then we came back, and it was just ridiculous.
On the school level, you know, we were going through things as well, but yeah, I can't imagine graduating from high school. You're looking forward to getting into your quote dream school.
Yeah.
You know, you talked about getting into JMU, you know, when you came here and you and Austin decided to go to school together and
yep.
have this experience, and boom, you didn't have it. But you know, that's okay. I mean, there's the good news is, you know, you and Austin, you know, and other people in class of 2020 still connect and all that. So that's definitely good. So talk a little bit about, so culinary school, you talked about that. So how did you get involved in that? Why is that something that you want to get into? And what's kind of like your, you know, overall goal there?
I've always been interested in culinary arts, probably since when I was in my old school in Essex County. I did a little culinary program before I moved here, and that was great. I was there for about 3 months until I moved, and I enjoyed it. We learned prep, how to cook things. We cooked a bunch for our different schools and stuff. It was great. I loved every second of it. I loved working with it, the communication part of it. It kind of was always in the back of my head that I always wanted to do it. Even before JMU, I told my mom if, like, maybe I wanted to do trade school for culinary arts. I wasn't sure. I just went down the JMU route because in my mind, I always wanted to do a history major, keep going down that route. Eventually, I realized that that kind of thing is just not for me. So then I went back to what I always enjoyed, which is culinary, which I love cooking and stuff like that. So.
Right, right. Yeah, I remember doing a mini master class you took. What was it? It was some class with Ms. Hitchcock.
It was
Top Chef edition or something?
Yeah, it was near the beginning of like 2020. It was our own field day thing we had. And it was like the last day and we had to do cooking and we won.
So. Yeah, yeah, for sure. I remember that. I think there's a picture somewhere floating on the internet about that. Very good. So after you made that decision, so what's the ultimate goal, right? Go to culinary school. You know, you're going to do that for a time period. You know, what's the end game?
So currently there is no future or specific idea I have. A lot of it is I want to kind of go into restaurant management, maybe get a management and understand the business a bit more. Not so much, if I don't really enjoy that side of it much, I kind of want to just go into being a chef then getting into, you know, becoming executive chef and sous chef and all that at different restaurants. I think the biggest goal, probably my future goal I would love to own restaurants and just be able to be at these different restaurants, work with people, own my own businesses and have a full idea of everything in restaurants.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. That's a big goal. I think you're doing the right things. You know, you're taking those steps to get there. Mm-hmm. Life experience adds to that, you know, plethora of experiences that you're going to have.
For sure.
So very good. All right. So what advice would you give? So you've graduated from Lynn Haven. You've, you know, gone to JMU, worked a little bit, and now you're in a culinary program that's very, very reputable. And, you know, what advice would you give a, you know, freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, you know, here at Lynn Haven? You know, kind of compare your experiences and, you know, I wish I would, you know, learned this or known this or focused on this while I was in high school. That maybe, you know, maybe they can carry with them after they graduate.
So I think the biggest advice is college might not be for everybody. Some people are just going to enjoy college. Some people won't. I enjoyed parts of it, but of course, I think the pandemic had to, you know, fluctuate with that a bit, but I think culinary arts, I really enjoyed the trade school aspect and going through culinary arts. Some people don't even want to do school at all. When I was working at the commissary, I loved doing stocking. It was great. I was doing pretty good. Everything was great. I loved the employees, everything. So even for me, like if culinary didn't work out, I could go back there and I would enjoy every second of it. It's just, it depends on what you want to do. It's about who you want to be and what you want to do. Don't let, you know, your parents be like, oh, you got to go to school. You got to do this. You got to do that. You got to do what you want to do. You can't let others fluctuate your mind, mess around with it. It's all about you.
I'm going to leave it there, Peyton. Thank you. Thank you for stopping by today and sitting with me and engaging in this dialogue. And this is Peyton Potman, and he is part of Class of 2020. Take care.
You've been listening to Lynn Haven School's podcast, The Den. To learn more about our school or to inquire about admissions, visit us at lynnhavenschool.org or call us at 804-750-2300. You've been listening to The Den.